Kevin, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Hello,
Kevin,
boys.
Can you hear me?
Kevin, is it?
I could be Agent C.
Agent K.
I could be Agent K. Kevin, will you do me a favor? Will you note the date and time, please?
Okay, it is Sunday, January 16th at 7:23 p.m.
I don't know that. I don't know why that's important.
January 16th, 2022, the year of our Lord. 2022. As I sit here with a joint.
Now, should Kevin, I should get one too.
You got to
get a joint, Kevin.
All right. I'm going to go get my little stash.
I hate y'all.
As I sit here smoking a marijuana stick.
I'm doing marijuana drugs. Stick. A marijuana cigarette.
A marijuana cigarette. I'm doing drugs live on the show. I'm doing drugs. Can you believe this?
As punishment for the loss, I'm going to do some herbal tobacco.
Oh, no. Not yet. Let's wait till Kevin comes back so we can tell you what strain we smoking.
or which pack you procured your pre-roll joint from.
So we can tell you what pack Kevin.
Got a little Kevin, stub.
So we can tell him what back we smoking on.
Oh, Kevin, come on, man. You can't be lighting up the little roaches, Kevin. Come on, man.
Kevin is.
I don't know how to open these.
That's called a Zeke pack that he's smoking on. I'm smoking on a DAC pack. Both pulled from the same pack. We smoking on that Cowboys pack. Not who, not what, not where, but how about them Cowboys?
First of all,
No. Now is not your time. And here's why. Now is not your time.
Ooh, fresh one.
Because I've had to put, and here's what Soul said. You know, speaking about the Cowboys makes me physically ill. And all you wanted to do was hurt me. But guess what? I tested negative for that today. I tested negative for it today. And no longer makes me sick. Mm. Oh, man.
But you do have COVID.
Oh, tons of it. How about we pop open a cold one for the boys?
A cold cactus cooler?
Pop open a cold one. Oh, man. That's delicious. Not who, not what, not where. Smoke on that Zeke. Smoking on that Clayton Van Der Esch.
I got a big boy now.
Clayton.
Smoking on that Michael Parsons.
Clinert
Van Der Esch. That's his name.
No, that's Clinert is a character from American Dad. Or when he makes the lake with the dam. You don't remember. It's all right.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. My brain is foggy right now. I only have one thing on my mind. This marijuana cigarette. Now. Now. I cannot believe. Every week. Every bullshit win. All 12 of them. You came in here and you trolled me. You trolled my family. You put my family in danger with your recklessness. Now, I watched the whole game from top to bottom. Stressful game. Stressful.
You have no idea.
Looking at those Cowboy fans cry at the end. When all they do is talk shit. I said, it's the only time they quiet. This is the only time Cowboy fans shut the fuck up.
Where does this perception about Cowboys fan come from?
It comes from reality. It's not a perception. What is this reality about Cowboys fans?
Carl, you talk about your sports teams more than I ever talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
I have never once trolled you with my sports teams. Never once.
Every time
you talk about them. What are you talking about?
Me loving my team is trolling
Kevin, you? Kevin, get back in here. Because you have to have the evidence. Remember the time you said, is that Ronnie? I tried to call Ronnie on the pod or something. Uh-huh. While I was with Ronnie, you said, hey, ask him how about them Cowboys? Why do I need to ask him that? Why can't you ask him that? That is trolling.
That's not
trolling. That is trolling.
No, that's not trolling.
That is trolling.
You had him on speakerphone.
No, I did not. I did not have him on speakerphone. He didn't answer the phone.
Oh.
Number one. Number two, you can hit him up. You know him. Every time you come in here and said that that everybody in the league was good in the beginning. Well, guess who was good today? The San Francisco 49ers. Guess what else was good? The pizza that I bought.
And the...
You
the
said...
Hot, the honey hot sauce? Was that good?
Delicious. Delicious. You said... I said, hey, let's knock this thing out early. You said, hey, I need to record late. Messing up our schedules. Why you need to record late, Asan? Because I refuse to make money while the Cowboys are playing. I refuse to let you feed your family while the Cowboys are playing.
All six of them.
This is a job. And guess what? Both jobs got done today. Now go ahead.
Are you happy now?
Speak your piece. Oh, ecstatic. I don't care who wins the championship.
Season's over for you.
Season's over.
What you want me to say?
What do I want you to say? What do I want you to say?
Yeah.
I want say what you mean to say. Say what you mean to say.
The Dallas Cowboys played very terribly today. There were endless amount of penalties, and you can't win a football game when you're getting penalized like that. So they lost the game. It is what it is. 49ers showed up and did what they had to do.
I want y'all to hear the humility in his voice.
I am a humble servant.
Because you rarely hear this when he's talking about the Cowboys. You rarely hear this.
I always tell it like it is when it's the Cowboys.
Not
like
true.
when I'm reviewing a game, I'm never, if they play bad, they play bad. What you want me to say?
You know, I've never once called you on the phone and said, mm-hmm. How about them Clippers? Because I don't do that. It's not the type of fan I am. I enjoy my team. First of all, I root for the underdog.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoy my team.
Uh-huh.
In my own way. I don't like to be trolled, especially by California Cowboys fans.
Mm-hmm.
And here's and this, what you consider to be a perception, is a reality. And you know what sucks about this the most?
Hmm.
Is that I know you don't really care because you're not really a fan like that.
Oh, so because my fandom isn't toxic, I'm not a real fan.
You're not a real. Your fandom is toxic. Your fandom is the most toxic because it is a person who doesn't really know why he roots for this team, doesn't really care about them, and yet trolls people with the fandom. Cowboy fandom, Laker fandom.
Look at the gaslighting.
Yankee fandom. They're all three in the same. And you're not the only one getting this. Because Cowboy fans and my family troll the Saints every time anything happens.
I've never trolled the Saints.
You haven't. You haven't. Your mom has.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me. She's nuts.
You technically have not. But you talk cash shit.
I like to hype up my team. Everybody does that.
And so what I need you to do is go get a fork and a knife and eat this L.
Hey man, you win some, you lose some.
Remember what you said. I'm not scared of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, you ain't got to. Congrats. You ain't got to be.
I wasn't.
Just not even bothering. You should be sick right now. You should have been like, y'all, I can't record today.
No, I don't think. Look at the. I think there's a lot of gaslighting happening right now.
Gaslighting.
Like, you calling me the troll, yet you call me.
I'm in my bag right now. I'm in my bag. I am a pot calling the kettle black right now.
Hey, man, I'm a real fan. And real fans stick with their team even when they lose. And we'll come back next year. And
hey, man, I got no problem with sticking with your team. I've been rooting for the same teams for a long time, through thick and thin.
Who should I root for in your eyes? If I'm not a real Dallas fan, who should I root for?
Your vibe to me is like a. You fit the vibe of a Dallas fan though.
And what does that mean? I feel a ton of disrespect behind that.
You should. You absolutely should. You fit the vibe of a Dallas fan. You did everything right. Because right now, you're not sick. You're going to be talking that shit next season. But hey, live your life. Live your life, King.
Why right, should
I'm off,
I?
I'm off your head now. I'm off your head. I'm off your head.
Man, it is what it is. Ain't no need to be sick. It's at the end of the day, it's not me out there on the field. And so I can only root and want the guys to do better next year, but I'm not finna let it ruin my whole life.
I'm not scared of the
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm still not
scared of the Arizona Cardinals. Well, they were scared of you.
Yeah, man. It was rough. Rough day of football. Rough day. So who do you think wins it?
At this point,
mm-hmm.
I do not care. In my honest heart of hearts, I think the Super Bowl. What is the score? Kevin, what is the score of the Pittsburgh game right now?
Oh, Chiefs, 35-14. End of the third quarter.
Okay.
So likely the Chiefs are going to advance.
No. I mean, likely the Chiefs are going to advance in this game, but I don't think they're going to win the whole thing. I don't know if they're going to win the whole thing. I think the Bills will give them a run for their money because the Bills have been on a tear as of recent. Tampa Bay put a hurting on the Philadelphia Eagles today.
Yeah, that was to be expected.
I think the big game comes from... Also, with what the 49ers showed me today, I'm not counting them completely out. I'm not counting them out.
Who do they play next?
They beat a solid defense.
Who do they play next?
They play Green Bay next. Y'all would have played Tampa next. They play Green Bay.
You know what's funny is I think we would have had, this may even sound nuts, but I think we would have had a better chance of beating Tampa Bay than we did this 49ers team. Now, getting all them damn penalties, you're not beating any team doing that. That's first and foremost. But I think San Francisco is more, if there was any team on paper that I would have picked to beat us out of Tampa Bay and 49ers, I would have said the 49ers because I knew going into it, stopping the Deebo Samuel was going to be a nightmare for Dallas. And I think had we not had so many penalties, so many holding penalties, so many neutral zone infraction penalties, had we not had the penalties, I think we would have won this game, quite honestly.
And they missed 50 of them. Because as I was watching the game, in the second half, in the beginning of the game, the refs was on y'all head.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this is the first time I've seen them all season. Jerry's check must didn't clear. But then in the second half, that direct deposit must have went through.
Nah, CBS called down and said, let them play.
Let them play. Because on a couple of them Dak throws, I said, man, that dude is rocking that defensive lineman to sleep. They just not going to call that? All the defensive linemen just like, golly. They getting turned around, everything. And they not saying nothing. And then, also, towards the end, the ref was not letting San Francisco play. He was trying to make it a game. He was calling everything. First of all, when that first down got called back, that was nuts. Then on that next play, San Francisco fucked up, and they could have lost the game right there.
They could have lost. Was this?
When they jumped the snap and they didn't get set.
Oh yeah.
On that fourth down.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What a great game. What a fantastic outcome.
It was a good game. I'm not going to lie. Like, it was an exciting game to watch. It was stressful, but it was that's the type of game you want to see. You don't want to see no blowout that just, you know.
Oh, no. I want the Saints to win by 100 every time they step on the field. I don't care about a good game when it's my team that's winning.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Who's calling the Super Bowl this year? Do you know? Like, which announced team it is?
Me and Snoop Dogg.
Did you watch any of the Nickelodeon broadcasts of the game?
No, but shout out to my boy Noah Eagle, color commentator of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's also a buddy of mine. Mm-hmm. And we used to host the post-game show together. Mm-hmm. And he was doing the calling on that's the Nickelodeon. Tight. I watched it last year. It's pretty funny.
The slime stuff.
Yeah. I wonder if that's propaganda to try to get kids to play football.
I think it's propaganda to try to make kids want to watch football when it's on. You know what I'm saying? Because they were like, oh, I can see slime. I think they're just trying to get ratings.
That's crazy.
That way, like, they can, like, when, you know, the families, because they're thinking about people with kids. Like, if you in your mid-30s, but you got two kids that's 5 and 7, like, and you want to have people over for the game, and your kids not gonna stop hollering unless you put on something they want to watch, why not have it be the football game you also want to watch? It's kind of genius.
I wonder if that works. I wonder if the adults really care about watching the kids football, like the kids feed.
Maybe, like, if it'll get your kids to sit down and not be running around and you can also still watch the game, I can see some value in it. I don't know if slime and, like, SpongeBob and the goalposts is enough. Like, I feel like you may need to do a little bit more than that.
Yeah. But last year it was actually kind of funny to watch it.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty cool. This year I was not trying to watch that. I had business to take care of.
They should do the Nickelodeon feed on like a 5-minute delay where they can add sound effects and stuff like in real time. So when dudes slip and stuff, you can put banana peel sound effects and all that.
Yeah. Oh, cause yeah, last year, cause they definitely was catching players being like, fuck.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> My nigga, I swear, let go of me. We'll be right back after some slime.
I'ma eat your mama.
Yeah, that's not even a real threat.
Yeah. What's that mean?
Yeah. But yeah. Now that'd be tight. I think they should do like pro wrestling, like WWE will have like, you know, different languages and different announced teams, but like the different announcers and stuff like that, like the vibe changes. Obviously, it's a different language, but like the vibe changes with the different announcing styles. I feel like most sporting events should have multiple different announce teams going on, but like not even just like different languages, but like different perspectives. Like, why not have like the two average Joes commentary available to listen to? That might be interesting to have you and, you know, you and Lamar call the game.
Me and Lamar? Average Joes?
Yeah.
Interesting.
When it comes to football, y'all average Joes, unless you have some professional playing career I'm unaware of.
My dad played professionally.
Yeah, but
that's close enough.
Is that close enough?
Yeah.
You should go tell that to the Rams while you're lacing up your cleats to play.
Wait till they give me an honorary contract. I'm going to milk that shit. Wait, just wait.
An honorary contract?
Just wait until I go in there and I hold up that jersey. And I never, like an honorary degree from a college.
For all his achievements in comedy, we want to honor Carl with an honorary running back for this game.
Stranger things have happened. Stranger things.
Will they let you take a snap?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
They just going to give you a jersey?
They let me stand on the sideline with my hoodie and sweats on.
Yeah. laughing to whoever's standing next to you, and the people at home watching be like, I wonder who that is.
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder who that is. Is that his brother?
Now it's always gotta be a short person, so it'll be me and Lamar. Like, I wonder who that guy is standing with him.
And they'll have no clue it's some guy for you met doing improv.
Yeah. No, that'd be dope. I'm definitely gonna say I play in the league.
I play in the league. You see my jersey?
You see my jersey? You see my contract? I play for the team.
This says you started April 2nd and finished your season April 3rd.
Yeah, I still played though. How many NFL contracts you got? That's what I'm gonna say. Man. Oh man.
It's a rough one, Carl. I hope you know what? I hope the Saints never have to go through this.
Saints have gone through it. Saints went through it this year.
Nah, they didn't go through it this year. They didn't quite go through it the way we did.
We had a winning record.
Y'all wasn't the number three seed.
Oh, well, I'll tell you a little bit. See, and this is what I'm saying. Kevin, and you see how he goes through that
I
whole,
can't let you get too far in your back.
You see how he goes off, how he does this shit, and then goes, yeah, I'm gaslighting. You see how he does this?
It's very toxic.
You notice he does this. It's extremely toxic. Because here's one thing that the Saints have done in the past few years that the Cowboys have yet to sniff in 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Or 25 years, however mm-hmm. long it's been. It's been a long time. Make mm-hmm. it to an NFC championship.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's been a long time. Been quite a long time. We are a perennial underdog at this point.
Bullshit.
Ah!
Bullshit. You can't be
Hey, Kevin, if somebody hasn't won something that they compete for the last 30 years, that kind of makes them an underdog going
let's
into
add it. Let's add a caveat on there that they are called America's team.
They're not self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed America's team.
They made that. Somebody made that up.
Some teams just don't get to have underdog status.
I don't think that's true.
I do think it's true.
Underdog status is relative. It depends on the matchup.
Nope. It doesn't. Because, like, UCLA in the Final Four last year was technically mm-hmm. the underdog in their game against mm-hmm. Gonzaga because they were the worst team.
Mm-hmm.
But they got, like, 30-something national championships.
Yeah, they're the underdog this season in that matchup.
In that matchup, but mm-hmm. not overall. So I don't feel bad for them for losing. When they lose, it's not an underdog. You want to see them make it over. You want to see them get the win.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to see the Cowboys get the win. I didn't want to see the 49ers get the win.
Mm-hmm.
I chose the lesser of two evils. E-40 likes the 49ers. But I don't like much San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco is a weird city. They got good food up there, though.
Good, delicious food.
That burrito great, at that spot?
Great bread.
What bread do they have in San Francisco?
The bread bowls for the
I didn't know that was a San Francisco thing.
San Francisco treat. They got Rice-A-Roni. Great Rice-A-Roni.
Rice-A-Roni is good.
I actually have never had Rice-A-Roni.
Really? You know what? I haven't either, but I've had Pasta-Roni.
What is Pasta-Roni?
Yeah, they're like prepackaged pastas. You can get like fettuccine alfredo. You can get.
Oh yeah, no. I want to know what rice is. Rice-A-Roni rice mixed with
I think Rice-A-Roni is just like it's the same idea as prepackaged alfredo, but it's just rice dishes, like risotto in a bag or like.
Why do they call it Rice-A-Roni?
Because it's catchy. Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
But what is the Roni?
They predicted COVID, but they were off on some of the finer details. They didn't know it was going to be Rona. They was just guessing.
This is ridiculous.
What? That's ridiculous. It's no more ridiculous than you roasting me for 20 minutes because the Cowboys lost.
No. Not the same.
You made Kevin break his vow to never do drugs in public.
We got the pack and we had to smoke it. I made a vow to never do, I never do drugs in public either.
I said I would only do it on my wedding day and you made me do it now.
Because it was important. Because it was very important.
Kevin was saving himself.
My wedding.
Yeah.
What a Baby. Beautiful
wedding.
What a beautiful wedding, says the bridesmaid to the waiter. But oh, but what a shame. What a shame the poor groom's bride is a Cowboys fan.
Good. good night.